tensions on U.S. college campuses have been rising since the Israel-Hamas war started, and polls show an uptick in reported incidents of anti-Semitism. Congressman Jim Banks sent a letter to Indiana University saying it must stand firmer against anti-Semitism and threatened the school could lose federal funding. In the weeks and months that followed, the school made decisions that sparked concern about free speech. To learn more about this unfolding story, I recently spoke with a reporter who covers it in Bloomington, WFIU's higher education reporter Aubrey Wright. I started by asking Wright about an IU professor suspended last month. Tenured political science professor Abdulkadar Sano was suspended. Aubrey, can you explain what happened?
Basically, in Jim Banks' letter, he said that he heard about pro-Palestinian protests on campus and then accusations of anti-Semitism in IU student government. And he was basically told IU, curb this or you're going to be in trouble. So Professor Sino, he's the advisor of the Palestine Solidarity Committee. They hold a large event on campus without an approved room request. And, you know, holding an unapproved event is not totally unheard of. But what is unusual, faculty say, is that Sino was suspended for 2 semesters. And this is pretty severe. And I've talked to faculty, and they say that he was supposed to have a hearing in front of an elected committee of his peers, and that didn't happen. One of the people I talked to was Professor Jeffrey C. Isaac. He weighed in on Sino's suspension and faculty's response.
There needs to be a cessation of these kinds of political interferences in campuses and efforts to quash speech.
They think the administration sidestepped campus policy to punish Sino after this kind of political pressure from Jim Banks.
And then about a month later, IU canceled a major art exhibit by Samuel Halaby, who is widely regarded as one of the most important living Palestinian artists. Why was it canceled?
It's still pretty unclear. You know, IU cited security concerns, but they haven't been super transparent. They haven't elaborated on what those concerns could be or if any threats were made to the art or campus. Provost Rahul Srivastav explained some of his reasoning in a faculty meeting, and he basically said that the show would have been a lightning rod for protests in the middle of campus. I talked with Madison Gordon. She's Halaby's niece and collaborator. She says that Halaby is one of Palestine's foremost artists, very politically active, and she thinks that IU felt the need to distance itself from Halaby.
In the 2-sentence letter to us, they said there were security concerns, but I have received absolutely no evidence that that's the case.
And can you talk a little bit about what reaction has been like on campus?
Yeah, it's tense. I will give you an example. I went to a faculty council meeting this week. Normally, these are so boring. There's 10 people show up. But this week, I think there were probably pushing like 70 people. They were there listening. They were there protesting. But I think that faculty and very many students are losing their faith, losing their respect for the administration, and this kind of constant excuse of security concerns.
Now, this is all happening as part of a large discussion and debate around Israel's war in Gaza. And it seems Indiana lawmakers have also weighed in with a new bill.
Basically, the bill defines and bans anti-Semitism. Indiana already bans religious discrimination in general, but this is a little bit more specific. Jewish students for a long time have been saying that they don't feel safe on campus in Indiana schools and that bills like this were created before the war. But a lot of the controversy now is if pro-Palestinian or like anti-Zionist speech can be considered anti-Semitic. And, you know, lawmakers, you know, Jim Banks thinks so. Many families and students agree. So I can see this bill moving forward, but we'll see.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Thank you.
IU has provided a statement about the professor's suspension. It said, quote, "The school carefully follows its policies and procedures and is fully committed to free speech and academic freedom," end quote. And yesterday, the Indiana House unanimously passed a bill that would define and ban anti-Semitism in public education institutions. The bill now moves to the Senate.